Some lawmakers say the pandemic highlights the need to update the nation's infrastructure. Democrats believe the Lift America Act would solve those issues. Democratic Representative Anna Issue from California explains.
And it's laid bare a glaring shortcoming that our nation's public health infrastructure is outdated and unprepared for crisis. The bill rebuilds our health system after a year from hell.
What's the impact on jobs in refineries, pipelines, and drilling? How are we going to develop a domestic battery supply chain?
Democrats say the legislation dedicates nearly $70 billion to modernizing the power grid and clean energy programs, along with $80 billion to expand broadband access, $40 billion toward an electric car fleet, and tens of billions to keep lead out of water and support health care. At $300 billion, Republicans say the package has ballooned out of control. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be a key player in the administration's plan to pass this bill. Here's part of what he told lawmakers about the need for new infrastructure.
I believe this is what America deserves.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told a House committee it's time to invest in America's infrastructure.
Every citizen, regardless of political affiliation, shares the need for reliable roads, railways, and air transportation.
Buttigieg says the right green investments will also help lift the country out of a pandemic economic slump.
There is near universal recognition that a broader recovery will require a national commitment to fix and transform America's infrastructure.
Oregon Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio says supporting infrastructure will help the country evolve.
We also have to have an eye on the 21st century and the challenges of the 21st century as we rebuild it.
Republicans support rebuilding the country, but say focusing solely on green projects will put the country at a disadvantage.
America wants to be first in all the good things that we love. We don't want to be first if it imperils us vis-a-vis our adversary, which is the Chinese Communist Party.
Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry says the push from the Biden administration for electric vehicles and public transportation is a China-first policy.
It's great when you have public transit and you want to use that, but many people want the privacy and the autonomy and the flexibility to drive their own vehicles.
Lawmakers hope to have a bipartisan infrastructure bill ready in the coming weeks. Reporting in Washington, I'm Basil John.